Hare Krishna. Here's a little health update. Yesterday we had an interesting day. Morning, my doctor, the real saint, Ramananda Prem, has been taking care of me 24/7 since I arrived here. And he comes here and gives me intravenous three times a day. He's a doctor. He's actually taken off time in order to be with me. And he brings the medicine and he does everything. I mean, organizing everything that needs to be done. Really, really wonderful help. I tend to have good karma with doctors. Anyhow, after puja in the morning, then we got in the car and went to get an MRI because my neurologist in Hungary had been informed that I have this new complication, trapped nerve. So he asked for an MRI, if he could get one. And I went to this private clinic, and with my experience with MRI machines, really state-of-the-art. Actually, the hospital had one, but they recommended that I go to this one because it was even better. And that was over and done with pretty quick. And then went to the hospital, which I'd mentioned. It's a private hospital just on the outskirts of Tirupati, which means it takes 10 minutes to get there. Tirupati's a pretty small place. And so I went into my doctor's office and he's there organizing everything, and then we went to see the surgeon who I saw a few days back, and so he immediately wanted to see the infection through ultrasound, and so we went into the ultrasound room, and they're always like making all kinds of special arrangements for me and putting me in front of the queue for everything. Very helps to be in a holy place where they give whom they consider holy people special privileges, at least in terms of things moving fast, moved faster than the private hospital in London, and a lot faster than Hungary. Anyway, and so when they saw that, then they said, "Okay, this is ready. You should be operated on right away." And that means I have to have a checkup for the heart. And lungs, x-ray, and blood test. And we got to the hospital probably around 1, something like that. And around 4:30 I was in my private room. And 4:45, I was headed down for the operating theater. And I was quite surprised when I walked in there, because it was really state of the art. Looked to me anyway, just like the operating theater and the private hospital that I was in. In London, certainly the doctors were here, the head surgeon and his assistant, the other surgeon, both of whom I met before, and the anesthetist, they were very, very professional people. That's why I went in for all of this so fast. I agreed to whatever the chief surgeon said, except for one thing. He wanted to keep me in overnight, and I said, "Doctor, just trust me. Let's have the operation, and let's see. But I'd really like to be back at the temple at night." So he said, "All right." And we when they did the operation, probably there must have been 5 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock I was back upstairs. So of course it was I got general anesthetic, so I was out. Well, I wasn't completely out because I could see. My eyes were open. I wasn't like blacked out like my other previous experiences with general anesthetic. And they told me that they were giving me something mild. It took a little while to wear off. And it was quite interesting that I'd really taken to a very beautiful verse that Krishna speaks in Vidagdha Madhava, which now we're finished. Adi Guru was reading that to me, and we finished that. So now I think we'll start Chaitanya Chandradoya Natika in terms of our readings. And but all along during the operation, as I was getting, I was remembering that verse. It was just going on in my mind, not the Sanskrit, because I don't know the Sanskrit yet, but the translation, and which says, "You may be kind, you may be cruel, you may be whatever you may be. But like the Chakora board knows only moonlight, you are my only goal." And Krishna is saying this to Srimati Radharani. So that was nice, thinking of that during the operation. And by 8 o'clock we're in the temple. And then Dr. Ramananda showed up to give me IV. So it was a long day. But one thing that the doctor did insist on is that I stay here until the 29th, which is 9 more days from now. So I won't be able to go to Radhastami in the Vrajadham, which is my misfortune. I don't know what offense I committed, that I was not able to be there. And this is the 20th anniversary. Must have been something. And but there's still some cleanup to be done on this abscess. And is also waiting for the results of blood culture to know exactly which is the 100% antibiotic, oral antibiotic, that I should be taking thereafter. And then as soon as I get back, I'll go see my neurologist. He would like to see me if he gets my MRI straight from the hospital. So he'd like to see me, excuse me, straight from the airport. And then that's chapter number, well, it's not chapter number two. There's already other chapters in the health book. And how many chapters there are before it comes to an end, I'm not quite sure, but everything is going on by Radha Shyam's desire. In any case, I'm not feverish, although I'm feeling weak, and at least here in the shelter, Radha Govinda and Balaji. Hare Krishna.